Zayto.
Yeah.
Oh shit, man, what that is?
Shout out Migos, shout out Zayto one time.
That Migos drink at the Versace store.
Ooh. Yeah. Versace, Versace, Medusa head on me like I'm Numinati.
Versace.
This is a gated community, please get the fuck off the property. Rap must be changing cause I'm at the top and there's no one on top of me.
Ooh.
Niggas be wanting a verse, but man, that's not a swap to me.
Nah.
Grinding in compliments, pool in the backyard that look like Metropolis.
Metropolis.
I think I'm selling a million for sweet man, I guess I'm an optimist.
Millie.
Born in Toronto, but sometimes I feel like Atlanta adopted us.
Go.
What the fuck is you talking about? Saw this shit coming like I had binoculars, boy. Versace, Versace, we stay at the mansion when we in Miami. The pillows, Versace, the sheets of Versace, I just want a Grammy. I've been so quiet, I got the world like, what the fuck is he planning?
What?
Just make sure that you got a backup plan, cause that shit might come in handy. Started a label, the album is coming September, just wait on it. This year I'm eating your food and my table got so many plates on it. Hunted this TV at my house, I sit back like, damn, I look great on it.
Damn, I look good.
I do not fuck with your new shit, my nigga, don't ask for my take on it.
That's my
opinion. Speaking of lingo, man, this for my nigga that trap out the bendo.
Bendo, bendo.
This for my niggas that call up Fernando to move a piano. Fuck all your feeling, cause business is strictly financial.
Business.
I'm always the first one to get it, man, that's how you lead by example.
I got it.
Versace, 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 Versace,
Versace.
Word in New York is the indictment, and high schools are calling me poppy.
Ooh.
I'm all on the low, take a famous girl out with it, no paparazzi.
Flat.
I'm trying to give Halle Berry a baby, and no one can stop me.
Versace,
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 whoa,
Versace,
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 Versace, Versace,
Versace, Versace.
Alrighty. How's it going, guys? Welcome to the Hideout. I'm your host, Jimmy. Speaking today. I don't know what's going on, but
not speaking.
Joining me is my two co-hosts, Sandra Blade. What is up?
Hey, man.
And then Shane is our newest co-host. He's been here for everything, so why not make him a co-host? What's up, bro?
What's up, man? I'm happy as always to be here. Particularly happy tonight because I don't have work in the morning, so it's nice. It's nice to not have those Sunday blues weighing on my shoulders.
Yes.
Cheers. Indeed. Cheers to everybody out there. Happy Memorial Day weekend.
Exactly. Turn off and get drunk.
Yeah. We're recording this on a Sunday night. Anyways.
Try not to die.
We have some announcements before we get into today's topic. Announcement one is if we hit 1,000 plays by the end of June, we're going to do a celebration stream and podcast for the stream that we'll be doing two giveaways, one for Mario Kart, one for Super Smash Brothers. I will be streaming nonstop after the next podcast, which is going to be the 100 game bracket one featuring everybody I had on here before. For that podcast, we're also dropping Sky, which is one of our new singles from the Oblivion Project. And for the celebration podcast and the stream, we are also be releasing a song, basically us thanking everybody in the song. So there's that. If we can hit 1,000 plays, which we're only 50 away now. So thanks everybody for listening and supporting us up to this point.
Yes.
Yeah.
Hit 1,000 plays. We'll be doing a celebration stream podcast, giveaways, releasing two new singles within the next month and a half. After that, we'll continue on with the podcast like normally. I know one of the ones we're going to do is we're going to review the new Dance Gavin Dance album because it comes out at the end of July.
That's going to be nice.
Yeah.
It's miles away.
I'll let Brittany sit in on that one.
Dude, thank you. Dude, yes.
Ever since Alex put a gun to my head in his car and said we need to listen to this band, I've become one of my favorite bands ever.
Yeah, that was it. I really did.
That's crazy. That's awesome. James, I'm surprised that you didn't listen to him beforehand.
I tried, honestly. It was Tillin's voice for a couple of songs I listened to, but he turned me on to Mothership. And that was the first album I listened to. And that's the one that really got me into him.
James was like, what's this? I'm like, it's Mothership, dude. Dance, Gavin, dance.
And I went home and I played the shit out of it. But anyway, today's episode of Into the Pit. If you listened last week when we was doing Korn versus Slipknot, you already know the shots were fired between Shane and Alex here. So you already know the topic. If you didn't listen, it's going to be Wayne, who Alex is defending, and Shane is defending the one, the only beige boy, Drake.
Beige boy.
Shane calls him the beige boy.
The beige boy. The beige boy wonder, dude.
Yes, indeed.
So, I mean, if y'all know anything, if you listen to any of our Into the Pitch, you already know it's going to be wild, rough, and
I'm going to be calm. I'm going to be relatively calm.
It's probably in your best interest, honestly, Xander.
All right, now you're just talking stupid. Now you're just talking senseless.
I'm just joking. Look, I will say this.
Here we go.
I would like to say also before we get started, to your point, James, about the the streams or whatever, how we want to have this big episode and we want to have a big day of streaming. We're trying to get to 1,000 streams, right? Well, everybody who's listening right now, look, it takes very little effort. This isn't, we're not asking for like your paycheck here, but what we are asking is just minimal. It's like we want half of it. No, minimal effort. You guys could sit there and come up with ideas just to get us one or two extra plays, extra listens, and hopefully one or two extra people. But either way, if you've been listening to the podcast for the past like 2 months, did you listen to the episodes before then? If you haven't, you should go back and listen to the ones you haven't listened to yet. Sure, some of the stuff might be dated, but you never know. It's still, got the same energy. You get to see the beginnings of where this podcast started. So if you are new to the show, or if you just kind of tune in on the live shows, you could go back and actually listen to and also hit the star. So every time a new episode of Hillian Hideout pops up, you can be informed on your Spotify or your Apple.
We have a lot of great reviews of video games and movies and music. Right. And a lot of it, we're actually not crazy people on it. We try to be somewhat organized sometimes. So you guys are into more stuff like that, and you should give it a listen.
Right. We have a whole entire catalog. Some of our best ones up to date have been us going off on The Last of Us 2 and Persona 5 Royal, actually, which is kind of crazy that one got up there over everything else.
I'm almost not surprised.
Probably because they were mad. They probably like, what, Alex doesn't completely fucking love this goddamn game? What the hell?
But if you're also into like Metal Core, our third best one is Killswitch Engage versus Undro. So y'all go check those out. We have a whole entire variety catalog of stuff.
Listen, you're really holding out. Like you're burying a really good lead here. You guys are the soapbox for the Kingdom Hearts fanship.
Oh yeah. That was probably where we really got deep with it.
You guys have done a lot of different stuff talking about Kingdom Hearts.
Not only that, and
still
you know,
have more to come.
We still got it's more to come. Something. You're right. Also, if you like and share, show it to your grandma, your dog, whoever. Just
yes, very vital. Ahead. Very vital that you share. You share this link right now as well, if I haven't said it already 30 times.
And if we get up enough shares, I'll make an OnlyFans page.
Hey, listen,
that's a joke.
I'm putting that on Instagram right now. I'm posting a picture of you from like 4 or 5 years ago, and I'll be like, yo, my boy said, if we get 10 followers right now.
Oh, what kind of picture is this? Everybody's about to be sorely disappointed. Like,
no, you got to get him in the one with the picture where he's in the suit and everything from the wedding.
Yeah, exactly. Oh, Lord. Hey, my boy said he's going to go on a date with the one lucky winner. Male, female, or anything in between.
You don't set me up. Meg said, Biddy for Alex's titties. All right.
Yeah, just send, really the, send the money anymore. To my PayPal.
All right. So we're going to get serious. Who wants to take it away?
I think Xander needs to start. I always start.
Wow.
He needs to build the foundation for this argument.
What do you mean there is no foundation? I mean, Wayne is the foundation. I'm pretty sure that's actually a lyric that Wayne shot out before. I know it was. He is the foundation.
Together, me, that's who. Cash money is an army. I'm a woman army.
Yeah. There you go. So, I mean, Wayne being the foundation, Shane. Wayne being the foundation. And Drake kind of just being like, the beige wonder boy that he is.
Just start.
How do you feel about that?
Start from the beginning, dude. Just start from the beginning, because you know what? I want to utilize this time to speak on.
So I mean, well, when we talk about the beginning, are we talking about Degrassi? talking about Wheelchair Jimmy?
No. Hey, Wheelchair Jimmy got shot by somebody else.
by himself.
Lil Wayne shot himself.
Watch. You've ever seen the show Degrassi?
I did. I watched it right when COVID started. Yeah,
Jimmy was a popular basketball Canadian boy, and
Drake is very easily make funnable in that show.
Yeah, yeah, and you know he was cool. I guess if you want to call it that, it's
cool enough. Obviously, that's cool. Yeah. Then what happened to the rest of those people? Only time you ever see them is when Drake does something with them.
Hey man, I saw Emma in a movie.
I bet you did. I saw her in a couple.
Yeah, you know they do stuff from time to time. This is the Degrassi podcast, anyway. But yeah, I mean, like, listen, bro. Like, my thing, I've heard of Wayne way before.
We are not even 10 minutes in, and you're just full of haterade.
You said from the beginning, bro. So I'm giving you here's the start. Here's the freaking start.
You ain't said nothing about Lil Wayne.
I just said Lil Wayne. I was hearing about Lil Wayne way before I was hearing about Drake. Specifically, I think the first time I heard about him, besides the Hot Boys, besides the Block, besides Juvenile, besides all those damn classics, had to be Soldier. You know, with freaking Destiny's Child.
Me too. His verse on Soldier. With you, probably, honestly.
Yeah. And of course, then you got the Five Man. You got all this other shit. Drake can't compare to that, bro. At this time, that boy was still in Demon. Well, not Demon, but I guess Degrassi Junior High School.
Demon Junior High School.
He was.
That's what he was doing.
You're right.
And I mean, and I hate on him. You know, I mean, it because I can't hate on him. I mean, this is going to be a hard thing to fight for. In all honesty, I probably ain't really going to fight for it that much. Just saying, it's just, you know, there's one is the foundation, one isn't. Like, there would be no Drake without Wayne. And I know that's one of, like, my always go-to arguments for every single time we have one of these two things, but it's the truth.
You're not the only person.
Even Drake has said it.
There is a big argument. Of course he said it. This is the thing.
He knows.
There's a big understanding point as we're getting into this conversation. There's a big understanding point that anybody, this is the thing, you either have to have an open mind or the buck stops there. And there is no Wayne, there is no Drake without Wayne. If the buck stops there, then there's no conversation to be had by anyone. Because when it's all said and done, everything past Drake's inception or conception because of Lil Wayne, because Lil Wayne happened to be the person that he signed with.
Yes, yes.
Not because Lil Wayne did anything particular. But because he happened to be the person he signed with, we can get into that later. But that is why the buck would stop there. If you're that kind of person, then fine. But I am here
I'm going to give you leverage and say, of course, you know, Drake blossomed into the beige goddess that we all goddess. Yeah, I'll keep it with that. The beige goddess that we all know and love today. Like, I'll give it that. He has his own little thing. He kind of carved-ish.
He just listen, Xander. He does not have his own little thing. He has it all. He does not have his own little thing.
That's what I was going to say before you got so upset. Just calm down.
I'm not being angry.
Jesus, really, sweetheart,
just messing with you,
baby. I'm just being so fucking condescending right now.
You hadn't even named one song. You hadn't named one song Lil Wayne's done.
I Wayne twice. Bro, what you talk? I just said Hot Boys, Block Is Hot, Juvenile. That was way back in the day. That was back when Baby was trying to put together basically like a quote to for his quote, a ghetto version of the fucking NSYNC.
Yeah.
Like that was his whole thing. So we talking
ghetto
about
version of the NSYNC. Wow.
Yeah, because like how you felt about it is that people from his neighborhood needed something, I guess, versus, you know, what was regular pop music. And it was an interesting way to go about it.
Yeah, that's a very interesting way to
go
about
it. Yeah, I mean, I give it that. Like, maybe
I don't have to listen to that now.
Hey, listen, watch the documentaries. The documentaries.
Bling Bling, if you ever heard of it, like
the point that
I know you probably heard of that from way back in the day, but that was the song. I mean, have you ever heard on the one by Juvenile? Shit. Fuck. It's not coming to me. But everybody's fucking heard. You've heard us play this song several times.
Back that ass. It's not that
yeah.
one.
Okay. Yeah, back that ass up. Wannabe Classics.
Yeah, I've heard that.
Yes, Wannabe Classics. That those, even when Wayne was in the Hot Boys, that dude was putting out classics. Like those
songs. We're talking about like almost 25 years ago.
Yes.
Like, that's how long ago this was.
That's how long ago that was. And that stuff is like, I mean, I hate to say the word, but culture. It really is at this point. Like people associated with everything.
And they were kids.
Yeah, they were children.
Like the kid rappers that were around back then were not as popping as the Hot Boys.
No, we ain't talking about, because I think we came up, it was like Lil Romeo and the rest of them, and they were children. I mean, they were legitimately children. Yeah. Like Wayne wouldn't know, I mean, he was probably like, what, maybe 15, 16 or something like that around the time, but they were making grown people music, which may be a little problematic, but hey, you know, whatever. We all seen the Lil Wayne documentary. We all know stuff that happened.
You didn't hear really Lil Wayne cuss that much, though, at first. No.
Like, I think it's because he wanted to be more lyrically, you know, varied more so. I think he didn't want to rely on cursing and all this stuff, which is another testament to his mama. Hell yeah, his mama didn't play that shit.
Oh my God, The Block Is Hot turned 20 in 2019. Lil Wayne was 17 years old whenever The Block Is Hot came out.
Wow. Damn.
That's crazy.
But see, that's what I'm saying. Like, yeah, so he's been back there, bro.
Yeah, and The Block Is Hot was his first, or excuse me, his second solo album. So, like, and he was doing stuff with the Hot Boys before he put out his first solo album. So to think about how
he was the one longevity. That blew up the most. I think at the time people were thinking that Juvenile was going to be the one to get the biggest, but he was
the biggest at first. But then out of nowhere, like Lil Wayne just kind of like excelled. Like, as I was saying just a second ago, you can go watch all of this stuff. Has so much documentary stuff out there where you can learn the entire story of like Lil Wayne from when he started to Lil Wayne now, pretty much. I mean, we've watched it, especially people who are fans of Lil Wayne. Yeah, we definitely know like we're living in what's going on with him right now and just information. But imagine the beginning of that. Like so much of that stuff is like behind the scenes footage or like conversation. Yeah. Yeah. It's not just tweets and, you know, paid for by Samsung videos of, you know, watching him live.
That is very specific. Paid for by Samsung.
He was doing commercials for Samsung for a little while.
But, oh, okay.
I mean, these
headphones, Samsung.
I was being broad. He was promoting phones.
For Samsung. Nokia.
Doesn't matter.
Nokia.
Doesn't matter.
Anyway, yeah, but I mean, but so I've already.
Drake did Apple, though.
I've already proved that he has a long buried history within hip hop, bro. Man, it's been around. Man has changed up his flows, has changed up his lyrics about a billion damn times, and has basically fathered what we know as the hip hop scene. As I said it before, for better and for worse, because a lot of people kind of, you know, they went the wrong route with it, and they were trash. But that's mostly because they couldn't be on Wayne's level,
right? I always say Lil Wayne's like a chameleon because he's managed to survive through so many different sounds of hip hop.
Yes.
And like he really, like genuinely, you cannot deny the fact that Lil Wayne has fathered so many sons in the game. Like he is a grandfather at this point already.
Very much so.
His kids have fucking fathered or mothered several, you know, I mean, without Lil Wayne to, you know, we'll have the conversation in a few minutes, but without Lil Wayne, you don't have Drake, who Drake is now, and the story that we got from Drake. It's possible that Drake would have gotten larger. Or it's possible that Drake would have blown up to epic proportions even without Lil Wayne. But the story we got, man, you can't rewrite that. Like, we watched that happen. Like, our generation got to watch literally the new – like, Drake is the biggest, most consistent, biggest artist in the world for, like, 10 years straight. I mean, untouchable. Like, and somewhere,
and once he gets to like 25 or maybe 20 years, maybe I can, you know, say he's on Wayne's level. But until then,
get the fuck out of here, dude. Listen, I'm trying to keep it bipartisan here.
No. I'm completely with you. Bipartisan all the way.
This is civil. I like the uncivil energy. I like the uncivil
energy.
What do you mean? You're like, I'm not mad at all.
No, this is a good conversation, bro.
I mean, let's just say, does Drake have an Amelie?
No.
I don't think so. I'm not saying that Amelie is better than every Drake song, but Drake doesn't have an Amelie.
No.
Like, I mean,
if we want to talk about numbers and stats, and I'm just completely going to give it to you, it's Drake. Just off of that popularity and everything else. But when you want to talk about like just a great rap song that just kills like Amelie does.
Sure.
Like so many other songs that Wayne has done.
Nobody has an Amelie.
Straight up. Like you gotta think about what Amelie was. It was a straight rap song. Straight up. Like I don't even know by today's standards, it wouldn't even really be all that radio friendly. Like not really.
It's not now. It wasn't then. They just edit out everything.
Yeah. But see, I'm just talking about the sound of the flow of everything that Wayne did in it.
Yeah.
It wouldn't be even considered to be a radio song. Like, not really. But see, in comparison to most other stuff that Drake has done, nah, he ain't got no like just straight up rap song where he's like hitting it like that. He has some good ones on If You're Reading This Too Late, like straight up. I mean, like Energy and everything else, all that stuff was great. But nothing like Amelie.
His features would make up for. But we'll talk about features in a little bit too. But
come on, let's speak, bro. Come on, man.
Look, dude. Listen. Features. It's a serious conversation.
But we're gonna talk about Churchill's down with him and God Dog Jack Harlow.
No.
Is that how we features? No,
we this. There's not enough time in the realm of podcasting for us to have the conversation about every feature. There's no way. And I swear to God, it would take me so long before I mentioned Jack Harlow's feature that he got from Drake. we would be 3 days from now before I got to where I was like, oh yeah, Churchill Downs. What about that? You know what I'm saying? Especially compared to anything that Lil Wayne has. I'm sure that Drake did he was very well vernacular, in depth, you know, great, excellent. I have no doubt that he murked that little white boy.
I mean, whoa, God damn it.
What the hell? That's true. He did.
James, yeah. I mean, he we did. Saw it. I think we tried to give Jack. I was like, man, that was good, Jack. I'm like, that was cool. And then Drake came in. I was like, why did you attack this boy like this?
It's so violent.
Drake shirt was just like, my music's not relatable because I'm coming too rich. Damn.
I was just like, but it was like the tone and everything. It was the fact that he can even say that. But I mean, Jesus Christ, Jack Harlow, don't use a Drake beat and then put Drake on it.
Yeah, dude, he set himself up for that. But you think he didn't do it on purpose?
Dude, the whole album apparently sounds like a Drake album. Drake beat,
Listen. Can you imagine what it must have been like? Hey, dude, look, we're going to hang out on the islands, do some shit for this gambling thing I do. We're going to hang out at the Kentucky Derby. We're going to make the Kentucky Derby all about us. And we're also going to make people be paying attention to the Kentucky Derby. It's going to be trending, all this other stuff. So that, you know, money, all of that shit happens because of Drake. And think about how that incorporates itself into those album sales first week. Because he got decent numbers. I know that we've debated that, but he got decent numbers.
He got the best numbers that he's had, I think.
I'm saying at least a third of that Drake. At least a third of that.
I mean, all right. Everybody was pushing for Jack Harlow because, I mean, you know, there's people been saying, you know, that he's the IP word. You know, the industry plant word. I don't know I don't know if I 100% agree with that because, I mean, I seen the dude out. And about before, like
it's hard to hate him. It's hard to hate the guy.
That's a part of his whole entire fucking structure, though. I mean, but, like, that's his thing.
Makes it even worse. Makes it worse. I mean, it's like logic.
If you hate him, then you're just a mean person.
It's the same thing with Logic.
No, you can hate Logic. Like I know a lot of people hate Logic. It's the same thing with Chance the Rapper. It's just like, oh, they're lame and they suck because.
Why is Jack Harlow any different? Why is Jack Harlow any different than that?
Because he doesn't come across like he's trying to be preachy. Like Jack Harlow attempts to be just pop. Pop rap as he possibly can. But until recently, and that's why I think is what pissed everybody off. Like he's trying to, you know, get out into being a, I wouldn't want to say a conscientious rapper, but a rapper that has strong bars and is actually talking about something a little bit. I think that's kind of pissed off some of his fan base.
White Big Sean with a different flow.
Damn, white, a white Big Sean. Jesus Christ. That is a different way to come about it, though. It's better than saying Mac Miller. But I mean, but anyway.
Yeah, I wouldn't say Mac Miller.
But that's what everybody said. I mean, but to your point, trying to shift it back, he would be, I guess, sadly enough at this point, he would be considered to be one of Drake's sons.
Absolutely. Yeah. It's not sad. I mean, it's not sad. It's fair. I mean.
I don't think he was at first, but he definitely is now.
And when he'd be the granddad.
He'd be making songs. He'd be making
songs. Thank you, James. And Wayne would be the granddad.
Wayne would be the granddad. Because he said both of them on that album. And both of them put him down.
And That was the first one I heard. I was sitting up here playing PUBG with Shane, and I heard that, and I was like, God dang. I'm like, Wayne, what the hell? And then Jack's trying to come in. Yeah, I'm like, no, Jack, no, stay down. Jesus Christ.
Stay in the pit, Crafty, maybe.
You know, we're going to go. I want to, after I plead a little bit of a case for Aubrey, I think we should go down a list of some like popular songs from these artists. Because one thing I will say about Lil Wayne is there's a lot of people who forget how many songs.
Yeah, that's that they know. I mean, that's almost not fair, Shane.
Yeah. Hey, Gong, you sure he's dropping that mixtape? You sure Katsu Januki's dropping that mixtape?
What do you mean that's not fair?
It's not fair.
Are you saying that because Lil Wayne's going to smoke?
You said that yourself.
No, I didn't. I did not say that. I'm saying Lil
Wayne. Because I'm trying to keep this. I'm trying to keep this conversation going. I want this to last as long as possible. Like you have to, Shane. I've been talking mostly. I mean, you need to come on, man.
I want you.
Come on, go.
I want you to know. I do want you to know 100%. No matter what, I'm not just saying this because people are listening. I am just having fun. So if I do start
Who's mad?
Nobody yet.
Who's mad?
Nobody yet.
The cannons haven't come out. The cannons. Who's mad?
Who's mad? That's one of the best memes, dude. That damn music video was hilarious.
I was about to say, have you ever heard that song?
Yes, it is terrible, but it's funny.
I've seen that meme, though.
I would implore you not to look that song up if you never heard it.
We're just trying to, you know, keep this nice little light banter. But I mean, come on, Shane, like, dude, like, hey, come on, like, go.
Does that make Birdman? Drake. Does that make Birdman great grandpa?
Yeah.
I just thought.
Everybody always talks about put respect on my name. But I mean, bro, like him and Manny Fresh was, bro. Come on, I gave it up, booze with the pimp, bro.
I met DJ Manny Fresh one time.
I hate you
for all of about 38 seconds.
I hate you.
Hey, Crafty, thank you for the invite.
You a whole hoe. You didn't even tell me that. Both house real thank big.
You. Damn, dude, you should have been with us.
Yeah.
Yeah, like, no shit, asshole.
I was probably stressed out about something and not just sitting in a room somewhere standing.
He came to the Ice House, and me and Jared went to the Ice House, like, and he was supposed to, like, they were like, yeah, show starts at 11 o'clock. Dude, Manny Fresh did not go on until, like, fucking 1:45 in the morning.
Of course, or it was Manny Fresh. Like, yeah, even at that time, it's still Manny Fresh. Like, Jesus Christ.
I was so drunk, and I was acting like a complete imbecile on the dance floor at the Ice House.
Of course you were. But what was Drake doing at
100%
time?
Worth it. What was Drake doing?
Before you go off into some stories about life.
October 24th, 1988.
Man, if you don't cut out.
Drake Graham was brought into this world.
You better start reading off that damn wiki page. I ain't got no wiki page. I'm sitting up here playing Bloodborne. I don't need to say nothing else.
Listen to me.
We ain't acting like this.
Listen to me.
I got this list. You already know I got the list.
No.
This man pulling out birthdays and stuff. October.
Listen, I got to show y'all this. Hang on. Look at this. Look at what's on my page.
I know. You trash. You are garbage. Lord have mercy.
Yo, son.
We are supposed to be going off of memory, bro. What are you doing?
Look at the tabs.
I knew it. He said he really got a one of his tabs straight up says Drake versus Lil Wayne. What is happening? How old was Lil Wayne? Drake's biggest hit.
Keep them laptops whipping them wide open.
Jesus Christ. No shame, bro.
Now I'm gonna stop sharing.
Anyway, we all well, I guess we know what's up now.
Aubrey Drake Graham is a Canadian rapper.
God, Lord have mercy on my soul, bro. This is so bad, man. Hey, bro, you gotta revoke your hip hop card.
Listen to me. The term is
you are casual as hell. You a Travis Scott fan, ain't you, boy? You was out there when they were pumping fitting on the new kids.
Oh my God. Twitch just cuts off. Zoom cuts off. We know what you said.
We know what you did. We know you sacrificing the kids to Moloch.
11.
Oh, you only needed two more.
Oh my God, dude. Oh,
fuck, dude. Okay. I need to close that Wikipedia.
You, man, hey, come on, bro. Like, I'm like
Infowars.com.
What the hell?
Drake is a sacrificial god.
Dude, just hear Alex Jones is popping off. The Frogs is gay because of Drake. And his sensitivities, his light skin sensitivities.
Okay.
Mommy, all right. Yeah, I've given you plenty of time, Shane.
Listen, look. Okay, Drake is awesome.
Okay, let's start with songs.
We're not starting with songs. We'll talk about songs in a minute. Because you said that Drake does not have the 10 or the 20 to match Lil Wayne, and I disagree.
Well,
but we'll get to that. Okay, listen.
Go ahead.
Drake, the rapper, the guy who became a rapper.
He's shortly, not a complete rapper.
Shortly before he met Lil Wayne. He was before he met Lil Wayne. He used to exclusively rap.
And he was trash on Degrassi.
It doesn't matter about Degrassi. It doesn't matter about Degrassi. He was an actor.
That's why I'm telling you. Like,
an actor when he was doing Degrassi.
If it was,
Before Lil Wayne was in the Hot Boys, he shot himself. So, I mean. What?
Yeah, I know. We all know. VH1. If it was white, I was smoke. We didn't know what it was. We just knew it was white. I know we all, Shane, I'm pretty sure we all watched that together.
We didn't care if it was dope, coke, drunk, crack. We didn't know what it was.
We just knew it was white.
He said, suck Lil Wayne, Lil. I was 11. I never pressed charges.
I know. I'm like, you should have, Wayne. It was like, that was problematic, bro. His mama should have been worried.
Lil Wayne did that documentary that 7 people saw, and then Lil Boosie came out 15 years later and said that he paid to get his son's wiener puffed by. It's like, hey, Boosie, that's not okay.
It's like, y'all don't get it. This is actually a normal thing in some parts of the world. Sadly enough. Like, this happens quite often.
That's the kind of thing that you keep to yourself if you're going
to
do.
Yeah, you don't know. Like, shoot, that. No, ain't nobody keeping none to this these damn days.
Not as you like. It doesn't matter.
Everybody oversharing. When the cops at your door,
it don't matter. You know what? A feature that we need. We need a feature for Drake and Kevin Gates. Irrelevant.
Well, right back, man. Puffed. Yeah, he puffed it.
He puffed it all right.
He puffed it.
Listen. Drake, when he came out, he first started popping. When people started really paying attention to him was Take Care. The reason why was because the album was huge. I mean, it was really, really huge. People like me, you, and James, obviously, we were put on earlier than that. But I'm just saying.
We were there.
Like, those original songs, Ransom, and then Going In, like when those some of those first songs that he had with Wayne that came out that were really popular that we consider timeless songs.
Yeah.
Those were straight like, hey, I'm on a song with Lil Wayne. I've got to do the best I can. And he raps.
Yeah.
You know, now we would say, oh, that's standard for a rapper. But back then.
Oh, no. We were. It was exciting. Like, yeah. I know we've played that song plenty of times, blasting it out of freaking church and everything, and just being highly ignorant.
Yes. Yes,
but they were all those were all stars on those songs. Like yeah. That was just amazing to hear. Nobody disappointed.
And if we're talking about So Far Gone, like what a beautiful entrance. I could tell you about a lot of those guys when their first big mixtapes, Kid Cudi, Wale, Wiz Khalifa, Drake, like all from that era, all of those guys.
Those are some of the best. Dude, a lot of the mixtapes are considered to be classics.
Yes, exactly. And I'm telling you, still, what happened was when we were listening to even Mickey Fax, I've been saying this forever, and I want to save this. I want to say that I'm saying this. We failed Mickey Fax. Mickey Fax should be just as big as Kendrick Lamar right now, but we failed him. I don't know if any of you guys have ever listened to Mickey Fax. You should go back and listen to his music. He's still rapping, but he was supposed to pop up when they did, but he didn't. He failed.
You know how the game is, though, bro. It's yeah. Like they choose certain people. That's just how it goes. But I mean, but yeah. Mickey so who the fuck? Yeah, exactly. But I mean, to your point, though, it's like I think the one song I remember hearing by Drake was Every Girl or whatever. No, that wasn't even it either. It was Material Girl or no Replacement.
Replacement Girl. Trey Songz.
Yeah. Trash. First time I heard it. And the reason why I thought it was trash.
Everybody thinks that song's trash.
Yeah, because it was on Degrassi, and I know like his character was trying to rap. And that was just my first experience with Drake. Because I think like when you and Parm and James would first tell me about him, I was like, hell no. I'm like, not this dude. I was like, ain't no way. I'm like, nope, not him at all. I'm like, he's trash. Like, everyone was just like, yo, Combat Season and stuff. I'm like, bro, I've been listening to Jay. I've been listening to Jay-Z. I've been listening to Wayne. I've been listening to several other people, everybody but him. Like, I'm
sorry. I actually really like Comeback Season.
Yeah, in hindsight,
Comeback Season. That mug is still sitting in my house somewhere. Don't know where it's at. I think I attempted to listen to it, and the CD got scratched. I probably scratched it myself on purpose.
Dude, Comeback Season had, I just walked in here feeling like the motherfucking man of the year. I got something in my clothes. It's like he had stripped this Lil Wayne verse from a song and put it in there. And this
he was emulating Wayne more than doing anything
else. Looks good, Pat. Well, that Comeback Season also had that feature, which wasn't really a feature with Wayne. It was just him rapping over one of Wayne's beat with Wayne on it.
Yeah.
So
kind of like Jack Harlow's doing.
he also, I think he had that song on Comeback Season was called The City Is Mine. And that song was, and then he had another song. You know, I wake up every morning, shower, gather my belongings. He had a feature on there and this shit was hard. Dude, Drake has some good songs, but I'm talking about like this would be like any of the guys that I know from Jackson.
He had to grow into it.
Bro. That's right, man. Yeah. That's probably one of the best lines.
Any of the guys that I know from Jackson or any of the guys that I know from over here, any of the guys that I know from Macomb that like would make that kind of music, they could make that kind of music if they had the money to get in the studio and take their time and do whatever. So it's not like this was like caliber. Now, at the time, it was cool. Comeback Season was. But I didn't listen to Comeback Season until well after I was listening to So Far Gone. If Parmesan put Comeback Season on the car, I can promise you I wasn't paying attention until after So Far Gone. So Parmesan was probably on to him, but So Far Gone changed the game for me. Like I'm talking about like
I was falling in love with hoes I ain't even love. I mean with women.
Man, listen, dude. I'm telling you, all of the years that I played the whole, you know, being in the underground scene, some semi-emo, whatever, all of that encapsulated and prepared me for the moment that I listened to So Far Gone all the way through. Like, it prepared me emotionally to be like, oh, my God. You know, like, all these things.
I didn't know I had emotions before I listened to Drake.
I'm not going to lie. I think the first time I listened to So Far Gone all the way through, I think me and Alex set my car out at your aunt's house.
Right. Dude. We were all jamming that shit at the same time, bro.
We ended up just sat out there all night listening to it.
I was like, why am I sad?
And she danced to this song.
Oh, bro, and chill out now.
Song, and it goes, hey, now.
I think I remember us going, Leah.
Yeah. it is. Yeah, straight up. Yeah. It was, and I will like fully, because that is kind of like one of my main things about Drake. That's it. And then we'll touch on that later on, but it's like, I didn't even like her all that much is the music that just phone God. I promise. It's the music that had me feeling like, bro, man, maybe I need to do like this summer romance thing or something. Fuck. Man, Drake is like talking to me right now. It's like, bro, man, live it through, bro. Like, life is outside the door, man. Like, she waiting on you. In the air. Hey man, that one X, like bro, we it's so memeable, bro. It's so memeable, but it's true though, man. Like that music made you just feel stuff
for no reason. Bit. Oh, a little.
That was the one. That was, bro. I used to close off my nights with that song, bro. I think the girl's like name is like Leaky Lock or something like that, but yeah. Oh, bruh. Head down, I'm too proud for love. Well, man.
Oh, man, hey. Dude, listen, dude. It's a Missy's hyper beat.
My God.
Oh, my God, dude. Was
but see, the thing is that I know I'm right there with you the whole time. We all right there.
Dude.
But see, that's what's going to make it hit even worse, though. That's what I'm right. saying. Like when it comes to it, Drake got the world because of that.
Every moment because of that sensitivity. Studio.
He had us all acting like we were little, we were little boys with the first crush.
That's a real sad boy shit. Before they started getting face tattoos.
it's like, man, can't none of y'all be talking about like the stuff y'all talking about, and him still want to act like your heart. You can't do it. I'm so sad and emo, though.
Bro. Oh, my God, dude. I'm literally sitting here thinking, like, Drake went so hard. He was such a hard rapper. But literally all these songs that I'm... I forgot to call you on your birthday. You smell the last thing on my mind. Yeah.
Had me feeling bad about old girl from church, bro. I feel like I did a dirty. I felt like I did a
dirty. Hey. Damn, dude, Drake slapped back in the day, bro.
The melodies, and boy.
After that, Thank Me Later came out. We don't have to talk about it, but we can talk about literally top five album of all time, all genres. Take Care. Deny It.
Take what?
Take care by Drake. Take
what? What about
care.
It?
Care.
What about it?
Top five albums all time, he said.
I don't even believe you.
No, I heard him. I just, yeah.
I don't even believe you. You're playing a game right
See,
now.
See, to me, Take Care didn't hit like that for me. It was Thank Me Now that hit me the worst.
Thank Me Later.
Thank Me Later, yeah.
Thank Me Later burned a lot of bridges for people, so.
Burned a lot of hearts.
I'll never forget when Thank Me Later came out. Parmesan was like, "Nah, dude, fuck Drake." And I'm like, "Dude, like, this is the worst thing you could have ever said. Like, dude, what are you talking about?"
I remember it came out. And Parm set me down. He's like, "This is the album for you because this is the best Drake album I've listened to so far." It's what he told me.
Are you serious?
Yeah, that's what he told me.
It's Palm, bro. Hey, that man would tell you one thing and tell Shane something else and drive off.
He was big on like, Drake fell off, man. Drake. Mm.
Well, see, all right. The thing is that after Drake hit Take Care and once he became like popular, like incredibly popular to the point to where casual people were like, we all love Drake to where he is now. A lot of people didn't want him.
I definitely get it. That's why I wouldn't hold it against him.
Hipster crap. That's what it was. That's all it really came down to. It was people who felt like, oh man, well, I liked him before he got big and then he got big. Yeah. Now I don't like him. No more.
But listen, I've been on record, whether it be on y'all's podcast or whether it be in the Hideout or whether it be on Organic Poison or on the radio, I've been on record basically saying that I've been that guy before. Like, I used to, like, I get so hella bent. Or not, even, not anymore.
I know you were that guy.
Yeah, like, I hated bands like A Day to Remember because they were, like, hype beast. Like, they were hype beast. Like, everybody wanted to be a nonchalant A Day to Remember fan. Like, nobody really, they didn't want to admit that they were, like, constantly listening to that shit in their car. But they would, obscurely post it online. You know, if posting stuff online was really popping like that back then, but you get what I'm saying.
It was if you had a MySpace and a Raw XD, whatever the fuck. I don't know. What only reason I know about this is because I watch YouTube videos about it now. And I was like, God.
Bridge over muddy water. Ice in my muddy water. Rich off of mixtape. Got rich off of mixtape. Damn. Take Care was top five and still is top five. That album was great.
Cruel Love.
Crew Love, because she loving the crew, son. That's a son.
Marvin's Room.
It's a son, not in the same way that Lil Wayne, that Drake was like Lil Wayne.
I didn't like Marvin's Room.
But Marvin's Room was the first song that I heard. Me and Jimmy were kicking it all the time when this before this album came out. When Marvin's Room came out, me and Jimmy were kicking it. That was and Marvin's Room was a horrible first song to put out for that album. Just saying, but it wasn't
radio friendly at all.
I will never forget the time that me and you were driving around in the truck and we fucking heard "I'm on One" just yes. from here.
I've told that story more times than I can count, dude. DJ Khaled came on the radio and was like, "This is an exclusive, first time anyone's ever heard it." Blah blah, you know, whatever the whatever. And he's like, and we're like, "Okay, we're like, what is this?" And then it plays, and it's fucking Drake, Rick Ross, who was on fire at the time, by the way, and Lil Wayne.
I just hate sleeping alone. Oh no. Okay, look
what you done. I hate sleeping alone is probably my favorite song off that whole entire album.
Listen,
look what you done. Cameras take all right.
It's an anthem for our generation, bro. Hell yeah, hell yeah, yeah. Fucking right, dude. You can't deny that though. That isn't
the motto.
The motto.
I'm a fucking man. And that, you don't get it, dude.
Two different vibes. I will admit two different vibes, but definitely if the motto comes on at any specific gathering and you happen to be out and about, which would be rare, so you'd probably be heightened anyway, you would definitely be like, that you want a photo?
Hey, we done turned up before. We done got super <motto. laughs>
Yeah, I've fucked up a lot of people's houses to that music, man.
I bet. All accidentally, of course. They probably screwed up their own house.
100% accidentally, I swear to God.
Yeah.
Sure.
We brought Steve in, and we were just like, yeah, do what you got to do, man.
Steve picking up people in the pit.
Yeah. But I mean, okay, yeah, so Shane, you just listen off songs.
It's not even halfway there, man. There's a full catalog. Do you know the influence?
Bro, we ain't going through no catalogs.
We're not going through the catalog.
I'm not doing this list stuff with you, bro.
I'm just telling you.
I ain't going there.
I'm just telling you. He's Lil Wayne 2.0 because he cut out all the side shit. Like Lil Wayne has got seven times as much music as Drake does. But guess what? Drake didn't need it all. He literally is like the perfected version of what Lil Wayne is, plus more.
Hold up. I know you ain't going to say that after the trash he just released with that last album.
What are you talking
about? Oh, that sounded
what
like.
What are you talking about?
Bruh.
What was hey?
All that sounded like was.
Can you tell me? You don't have your computer in front of you, do you?
I'm looking
at the name? What was the name of Lil Wayne's last album?
Bro, Carter 5 was the only one I care about.
No, it wasn't.
I know that wasn't his last
album. Yeah, his last album was called Funeral. He put out an album called Funeral.
Is that the one that's got cameras on it?
How fitting. Are you talking about Lil Wayne?
Oh, no, sorry for the wait.
I'm talking about Lil Wayne.
Yeah, I was trying to figure out the last one.
You better type that shit quicker, Alex. Type it.
Hello, B. I ain't typing up. My hand is on the controller. I told you. I ain't faking for nobody.
Lil Wayne's last album was called Funeral.
Yeah, and I actually did hear a few songs.
I didn't have to look that up. I knew that. But I'm also on social media, so that's the only reason that I knew that. But Lil Wayne,
he had some hits off that all. I remember hearing a few songs off a few of them. But at the same time, I ain't been checking for Wayne or Drake like that. I ain't listening to Views.
Views was 6 years ago. This 7 years ago. Views came out so long ago. And that shit had some bangers on it too.
I didn't listen to Scorpion.
The intro, you didn't listen to
I tried.
You didn't listen to Views at all.
Maybe a few songs. I think I got
that's what we're trying to debate now. Is Drake a perfect Lil Wayne? That's what we're trying to debate right now.
Did you never listen to Views all the way through? Once? You didn't listen to it all the way through?
I attempted to listen to it.
I did it once and it was.
Intro? The intro wasn't good.
The intro was amazing. All my best friends are friends. Yeah.
It's harder than he's intro king. But that fucking, you guys didn't like Hype? Hype was some good shit, but that's all it was.
I don't know if I made it. Because see, the thing is, bro, Drake, sorry, it's too long. Like, you got a side A and a side B, and I'm just like, Drake.
Scorpion. You're thinking of Scorpion. There's not a side A, side B for Views. For Views, there was only like 16, 17 songs.
It felt like it was
View had Hotline Bling on it, I think. And
that was just a damn radio hit. It was a good radio hit. I'll give it that.
That wasn't Views. That was More Life.
Yeah, More Life. And I see More Life did have that song that Joyner Lucas ended up doing a version of. I forgot the name of the fucking song. Something, shit.
Scorpion had God's Plan. And Scorpion was a great too, album. There's a problem.
And Kiki, you love me?
Oh my God, dude, don't get me started, bro. Are you serious? He had fucking Jay-Z on there on that album. And with the hardest, and it was a beat made by the fucking dude from 3-6 Mafia. That's insane.
Okay, yeah. Okay, so Views had Too Good with Rihanna on it.
Yeah.
Hotline.
Yeah, that song was something
for me. I forgot about that. You're way too good for me. Look, I'm not gonna.
That's personal.
It had With You on it with Party Next Door.
I'm not gonna deny any good criticism that Drake and can Grammys. Get from that dance all shit. But they gonna think we won a Grammy. Huh. They gonna think we won a Grammy. Huh. They gonna think we won a Grammy. Huh. That shit was hard. It went hard. But he had like two or three hype songs on that album. So Lil Dicky went harder on that song Hype than Drake did.
Do Not Disturb is probably my favorite song.
That's from that playlist, More Life.
That shit was amazing.
Demons just came out the cam. I'm in this, I'm in them bands.
Yeah, but see, I mean, the only reason you know about all this crap, Shane, is because you listen for it.
I like Drake.
So you gonna sit up here and talk about some, well, what was the best thing for Wayne? His funeral.
The thing is just, the way that this works is if you're going to, you know, look at the splinter in your neighbor's eye, you need to first seek out the blanket. The blanket. Don't be getting religious on me.
That on me.
I know Drake's Jewish, but chill out. All right. So,
I mean, come on. Like, what is your point after all that flexing that you just threw out?
Well, when I come back, I'm going to go pee. I got to pee. But when I come back, I'll tell you exactly how I feel. I mean, but, you know, build up your case because I'm pretty confident. See, the thing is what we were talking about earlier. I'm going to tell you something before I go piss. What we were talking about earlier.
That was a very DJ Khaled thing. Where he pointed.
Right. That line where it's like, if you are willing to hear the case of what comes after where the buck stops, the buck stopping at Lil Wayne, with no Lil Wayne, there is no Drake. If you say the buck stops there.
We've already established this.
I know, but I'm saying for the sake of people who are listening. I know that
the buck don't have your standard.
But if people, some different people look at that differently. You're not the only. The way that you think about that is not.
I just said the bug doesn't stop with that. I know.
Okay.
It don't.
Okay. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
Even better. There are some people. I'm just saying there are some people that the bug stops there.
I know. They will be right to a certain extent.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. That's what I'm saying.
It's an opinion, dude. I mean, like, I get what you're saying.
I'm not exclusively just trying to like explain it to you. I'm explaining it to people who listen.
Hey, one of my listeners just said, without Degrassi, there'd be no Drake.
Oh, my God. But see, like without...
Lil Wayne was an executive producer.
This is how he found me.
I'm like, all right, you win, Alex. Hang on, I'll be right back.
Damn.
All right, guys.
Wow.
All right, guys. That was a good one, Gong. Thank you for saying that. Why he's going to go use the bathroom. We're going to take a minute to remind everybody to start, share this podcast. We are 50 plays away from 1,000. And if we hit this 1,000, sometime in the middle of July, we're going to do a celebration stream. There'll be two giveaways. We'll have a Smash Brothers tournament and a Mario Kart tournament. We're me and Xander here with
So how's it going to work? Like who all has switches? Are we gonna commentate?
Yeah, we're gonna commentate. That's it.
Okay.
We're gonna commentate this. Just about everybody that I play with has switches, and everybody that usually comes in has a switch and has its games.
Okay, that's what's up. So we'll just be like commentating over everybody like playing. That's cool.
Yeah,
that's interesting.
Yeah. So for Smash, I'll open up an arena, and then we'll go from there. Me, we'll sit in the stands and watch the fight. Smash for Mario Kart, I don't exactly know how that works. We might actually, one of us might have to actually like play and not try.
Okay.
Let's see who does it. But we're going to have a tournament for both of these.
Minmang. You can go follow him at twitch.tv/MinmangGG. He's sponsoring these along with me. And let's see. Releasing two new songs, Celebration Song and Sky, so be on the lookout for that. Anything else, Andrew?
Oh, I think that's pretty much it.
Oh, yeah.
You'd be happy to know that me and Shane are finally done with it. Well, Shane told me he was finished writing for Sky today.
One other thing is we're done with our Kingdom Hearts series playthrough. We're not going to finish 3 up.
Oh, what?
Yeah. I think we're going to go jump on Donkey Kong or Bias or Visage.
All right, you wanna like wait Visage out until maybe I don't know until like I don't know. Do you want to wait that out until maybe like October? Do you want to like?
We can wait it out.
Yeah, I guess for like a Halloween stream or some kind of stuff, like make it a theme thing or something.
Sure. We can. We're gonna play some Donkey Kong Country, Donkey Kong Country Tropical Freeze, and Donkey Kong Country. And after that, we'll be playing some other games, taking turns, probably like maybe Tales games and stuff like that. So be on the lookout for that. Anyway, please share this with people to get this up. I can't believe 1,000 plays. Consider what we're doing is like an oversaturated genre anyway.
True that.
So.
But hey, you know. I'm like, yeah, it works. It doesn't matter. Everything's oversaturated these days.
True that.
So, Xander?
Yeah, actually, Shane, well, I actually had to go pee. Had to for a good minute now. So, I'm going to go, you know, do that real quick. And I'll be back.
Go ahead. I understand.
He guys, out, click.
Guys, I'm just saying, look, Drake is on top of the world. He has been on top of the world. I mean, look, I mean, just think about songs wise. Like, you can name, even if you're not a Drake fan, you can probably name twice as many songs that charted than Lil Wayne songs. I'm not saying that I don't know what the exact numbers of who had more songs that charted, but I bet you could name more Drake songs that charted.
You probably could.
I bet you could name more Drake songs in general than Lil Wayne songs.
I mean,
not including features.
Here's the thing about it right now is in our generation or the younger generation, Drake is a more popular like idol or a person because of who he is, how he is,
and stuff like that. Longevity plays a big part in that.
So we're weighing, you know, if we were to throw these two back in, like, back before, like, early 90s, early 2000s, I don't think Drake would be popping. I don't think he'd be how he is now.
But see, they can't be the only reason, though, bro. They can't be the only reason.
What are you talking about?
I'm just coming in crazy.
There's a difference in nature and nurture. I mean, you have artists like Juice WRLD who just blow up.
Okay, explain nature. No, you have artists like Juice WRLD who are like put on by YouTube and, you know, the industry and everything else. And then you have...
Okay, what do you think about XXXTentacion?
Same thing. Dude,
to me, that's nature. People. To me, that's nature.
How is that nature?
Because they are 100% their age and all that other stuff. They're a product of their environment. And in their nature, they turned that happened. It wasn't like somebody looked at them
what
and
happened?
Said, they blew up. They blew up.
They were all on SoundCloud.
I'm not comparing them to either.
Also, Billie Eilish like co-signed them and everybody else co-signed them too.
I'm just like, trying.
That's not so exactly, much of a nature that, sort of thing.
But it is though. Today it is.
Like that, yeah. When the industry is behind it,
I mean, yeah, but it's not like the guys that are sitting in those big ass rooms, and it's just like 7 or 8 white guys making decisions for what happens to these rats.
There's maybe like one black dude in there, maybe one.
Sure,
Asian.
Yeah, of one course. Asian, exactly.
One Asian,
no, for diversity.
And you, exactly, sure, that's fine. But you get the point I'm trying to make. Like, once it gets, even if it's a room full of black guys, those guys' mindsets that are over those artists that are making that kind of money, they don't give a fuck about them. You know what I'm saying? I don't care what race they are. We know that the top execs, if they're signing these rappers and these artists to 360 deals and holding them to it and not showing them love if they, you know, fucking deserve it, then fuck them. I don't care who they are. I digress.
Yeah, well, I mean, yeah, of course not. Like,
for the picture that we're trying to paint of those people.
Yeah, or they'll do this thing when they come in and, you know, they'll kill them or something. I'm joking. King Von.
The Empire.
Yeah, but I don't even know what the hell y'all talking about. Like, no, I just came in this conversation.
It's all good. What I was going to say is, like, the curation, the nature and the nurture. With everything that they've done, they have played it safe with the exception of maybe if we got into rap beefs. Okay. We talked about that.
What does that have to do with Drake?
That Drake was properly groomed in, like, from the beginning, and this speaks to the point.
So what he said was, you could probably name, even if you're not a fan of Drake, you could probably name twice as many songs Drake has over Wayne.
Yeah.
And I said, yes, that's probably true, but if we were taking it back to late 90s, early 2000s, I don't think Drake would be popular as he is right now.
No, not even, because it was a different sort of game. Like, you're talking about, Drake owes much of his popularity to the fact that hip-hop is no longer hip-hop, but is pop rap. Yeah. And he has a big, he may be the biggest component of that. He may be the reason why the sound changed so much into what it pretty much is now.
Exactly.
But we've also said the same thing about Wayne. But see, the thing is, Wayne kind of brought in the Young Thugs and maybe, you know, the people who still were at least decent lyrically. But see, with Drake, without Drake, you wouldn't have no Juice WRLD. You wouldn't have, I guess,
Wayne's also been really Peep. See, Wayne's also been really experimental throughout the years too. And I think that's it's been beneficial and it's also been really hurtful for him.
Yeah.
His experimental stuff for regular consumers that listen to music and don't make music has done poorly for him.
Yeah, but see, regular consumers don't.
Exactly.
Casual consumers do not stick with one thing. The market usually swings wildly to teens and people, like, maybe I would say our age is like the cutoff point.
Yeah.
Like, it's people who are like preteens to like maybe somebody that's like 33 or 34 at the most. After that, it's a cutoff point. And most of them have moved on to stuff like what we said, like Billie Eilish, freaking Olivia Rodrigo, MGK, all that crap.
Yeah.
Travis Scott, all that stuff. So
that's,
we can't.
I still say that's the high school, like an early college.
Yeah, we can't really put them a part of the conversation because they're too spastic.
Sure.
Like, they don't really mess with that type of stuff. They mess with Drake because everybody else messes with Drake.
Drake is Drake. This is, and yeah, to your point, kind of to carry on what I was talking about earlier. He has been so properly nurtured. Like, something happened to him, I think, early in his career to where he was able to get like in the best graces with anybody who was in these executive rooms, and they have just kept him there this entire time. Mind you, he's been making hits and he doesn't fuck up. Like, he doesn't make mistakes. You don't find, there's no bad drama about Drake. And if there is, it's to the point where you just laugh it off.
Ghostwriting damn near killed him.
It did, but he basically did
kill him, at least in the eyes of hip hop. Now, see, I get what you're trying to say, that like maybe, in my opinion, I would say that like Drake was not a plant. I wouldn't go that far. But he definitely had a lot of people within the industry who were helping him out, mainly Baby and Wayne.
He was the cool kid.
You had to understand.
He was the
cool kid.
He was the underling of the coolest guy in the fucking world.
Yeah, that is why. Like, so to your point, Drake was kind of like, I don't know. I'm guessing kind of like what I said about Baby saying that we need, you know, like a black version of NSYNC. Like, yeah. I'm guessing like Baby and maybe Wayne and them were like, we need a sensitive R&B type character who can put on for the masses, who can get the girls, who can get people to kind of, you know, come in and listen to like an underdog person. And we also need somebody who can rap a little bit. And that's what he was.
They did think that. But you know what's funny is they didn't seek out to find that. they thought of that once they found him, because they've done interviews. Lil Wayne talks about when he first heard Drake, he didn't really care for it. He didn't like it.
Oh, okay. Wow.
Interesting though. I mean, it adds to the conversation, because at first Lil Wayne was not interested in signing Drake.
Yeah.
Like, he didn't care. But then after he listened to it, the way that he explains it, it's like, this actually is crazy to think that this guy is actually going hard trying to sing and rap at the same time.
Which is something that's actually been done plenty of times before, but it's the idea that every 10, 20 years or so, people just forget stuff.
Right.
Like, the rap and singing thing was really big back in the fucking late 90s.
It's 2000s. Way bigger now than it was back then.
Yeah, way
especially bigger. Especially in rap music, which I understand. Rap music is no longer, this is what I was going to say earlier, rap music is no longer, and it hasn't been for a few years now, it has not been counterculture. It is culture, like modern day.
Hell no, culture. Everything that was counterculture is now actually main culture.
Absolutely.
So, like, what's up, Jim? Mainstream is up.
Meng says, LL, we need a modern day LL Cool J. So we're running out of light skins. Thus was born Drake.
He did. He screwed it up for everybody, bro. I got sick of hearing fucking light skin jokes from my dark skin friends. That shit was pissing me off. They're like, oh, you going to go cry to some bitch later on, Alice? I'm like, no.
Yes, dude. But fuck off. It's none of your business. Of course I am, you asshole.
I'm listening to Drake right now.
Yeah, exactly.
I'm listening to Drake right now as I go.
No, this is that. If everybody else can normalize their vulnerabilities, I'm like, yes, I'm going to cry. I'm going to simp at home over this whore.
That
does not deserve my attention.
Well, but see, that's interesting. That is a topic I kind of want to touch on, I guess, maybe in closing or something like that. Because see, Drake is actually not a nice person. He is. If Future is,
I didn't know. If Future that, is straight I didn't know up, that you knew him. That's crazy.
I don't mean in real
how many
life.
Times has he been, how many times has he been arrested for pulling a gun out? Just out of curiosity.
Because Lil Wayne is. Oh, what you trying Wayne? To say? Oh, okay. I thought you were trying to say Lil something Wayne personal about pardoned. Me. I'm like, I ain't pulled no gun out on nobody.
No. I'm sorry. No.
To the listeners, that was that one time. What you talking about?
Cut the check.
No, but
you hear 30 people.
But I mean, like, yeah, to your point. So I kind of understand, like, maybe you saying that he was kind of groomed in the industry was behind him, but it wasn't so much the industry. It was cash money. And see, at the time, cash money was, I wouldn't say the biggest, but they were one of the biggest in hip hop.
Right. Lil Wayne, dude. I mean, we're talking about number one and number two.
Because where you put them is up to you. It wasn't just Drake, bro. YMCMB. Sure. Like, you forgot. Yeah, Bad no, Rock.
I did not.
You forgot. Like,
I did not, dude, forget.
They tried. That was a move. That was a business move. This was them legitimately trying to take over hip hop.
Yeah, branding. And it worked. They were branding. That whole thing was like.
And it worked.
And everybody copied it. Like, it's so easy for us to forget who started certain shit.
Yeah. We can all talk crap and say, like, YMCMB failed or it didn't get nowhere. The only people that made it was, like, Nicki and Drake. And
they all millionaires because of that shit.
Yeah. Tiger and, you know, there's, like, 50 million of them. Who on that, okay, who yeah, on that label?
All 50 million of them are not millionaires. Dude, listen, I'm not going to type it in because I know that it's annoying. All the people that were under –
I'm going to type it in.
At some point in their life, they were under the Young Money umbrella. You're looking at Drake, Tiger, Nicki. T-Pain, Lil Wayne, obviously, Lil Chucky, Lil Twist, Gutta Gutta.
You tell me a little talk or rap, Chucky?
That's you seen him before. He was on
Too when Bad Rock came out. Messing yeah. with me.
I know.
I was trying to make a joke.
You tell me that freaking Rugrats?
Oh, wow.
Jesus Christ.
Chris Brown was signed to Young Money at one point in time. Bow Wow was signed to Young Money.
That's what I'm saying. But it's like they were hip hop for a good minute. And they were also, in my opinion, one of the reasons why kind of hip hop ended up in the way that it went. Because it became very poppy with that. YMCMB.
Lil Wayne. Poppy. It's what we was going to say earlier. I was going to say Lil Wayne, like lean walked onto the red carpet, so people like Drake and Young Thug and all these other Future and all these other artists that we talk about, so that they could fucking fly. Like, I'm telling you, like, Lil Wayne was one of those people.
But the thing is that I wouldn't say it was Wayne himself. Like, Wayne didn't really compromise his sound that much. He changed sonically, yes. But like him, you didn't really see him out here trying to do no ballads or nothing like that.
Oh, he wasn't.
That's the difference between him and Drake. But see, he put Drake on so that Drake could do that.
Lil Wayne just wanted to pick up and play guitar and try.
Yeah.
Drake has been trying to change the game for 12 years now.
And he kind of did.
And he has successfully done it a few times.
Yeah.
Lil Wayne changed the game at one point in time. He truly changed the game for an entire era, and he never tried. He's not trying now, and he wasn't trying before. He wasn't trying to change the game. He just wanted to be free, and he was, and he still changed the game.
To be free? What?
Listen, I'm just saying, like, think about it, though. It's more admirable, almost. The story is more prolific. More admirable. As he continues down his journey, Lil Wayne might not be changing the game anymore, but when there was a period in time.
Doesn't have to.
There was a period in time where he was.
At this point.
He was in ketosis.
here you go. Lord have mercy. He was in ketosis. If you look up anything, look up that word.
He was in the look up the list of that word. No, the flow state.
Oh, no.
Like he was in the flow state.
What? Hip-hop.
I'm telling you, there's people who know what the flow state is. Look up flow state.
Man,
not all state.
Flow motion controls is fucking Kingdom Hearts now. What the fuck?
Yeah, really? What is, I'm thinking you're talking about the flow, the
ride the wave, dude. Ride the wave.
Bro.
That's the mode. I'm talking about you getting the vortex with the turtles, finding Nemo. Like that, that's where Lil Wayne got Dang. Drake.
What are you on right now?
That's what I'm trying to figure out.
I'm trying to hold on Lil to the Wayne, wave.
There was a time period where Lil Wayne was that guy. Wayne is not that guy anymore. Drake is the best rapper of all time.
No, hell no. Yeah. Because I'm going to say it right now. He's not a rapper.
What do you mean? What do you mean he's not, a rapper? Two things,
not completely.
Two things can be true at once. I'm giving you an out. Giving you an out.
I hate that goddamn. Everyone uses that phrase. Two things can be true at once.
Hey,
yeah. And the sky is fucking blue sometimes. What? Who cares? Who cares about things being true at two things being true at once? He's not the best rapper. There's several better rappers. Wayne is a better rapper.
Okay, you said he's not a rapper. You said he's not a rapper. I want to hear you defend that point.
No. He is not the best rapper.
Honestly,
he's not a rapper. You said
he is not a rapper. Not completely.
Did you misspeak?
Honestly, no, I did misspeak. I have to agree with Alex on this one. I think he's more like a pop artist who raps.
There you go. That's it.
That was my point. It fits his style, though. It really fits his style.
Yeah, it fits his style. But in all honesty, it worked for him better in the long run. Because when it came to like Drake rapping, his voice was weird. He's grown into it now because he's legitimately like a grown effing man. But when he started out, that voice is like it was nasally.
What song does he go?
Bruh. Headlines was annoying.
Headlines might be too strong. I don't got him. It's all right song. It's all right. Get out of here, dude. That was on Take Care. That song was on Take Care.
Okay. One of the songs off his first damn album.
Tell me that wasn't a good song, Alex.
It got on my god dog.
Damn if I give all my love.
I hated that.
Bullshit.
I got sick of it.
I'm just an option.
Hey. I know what you're talking about. I don't care. They played it out. Yeah. That was a radio song. Got sick of it.
Over? Did you like Over? Over was a good song. I didn't like it that much.
Over was okay. Yeah. It was all right.
It was cookie cutter. It just seemed like cookie cutter, like, I don't know.
And that's Drake at first. Drake goes back and forth, bro. Drake does this thing where he pretends to be very, very cookie cutter so that he can get the mass appeal that he has gained. That's Drake. He knows what he's doing. He is smart. That's what I'll give him.
Exactly. Curated.
Yeah. Nurtured. Very curated. Nurtured. He even raps about it. He knows the moves that he makes.
Lil Wayne is nature. Drake is nurtured. He has been nurtured. That's the point.
Yeah, I'll give you that.
That's the point I was trying to make earlier. I was just saying, like, he got in good graces really early, and he's been able to ride at the top of this fucking wave of rap becoming pop music, and he has been able to sit comfortably on a cloud a little bit above everyone else. It doesn't matter what he puts out. It just the fact that he like
yeah, but see the fact the fact that he can do that just is a testament to just to the game overall. Sure. Like, that's because casual fans don't give a damn about nothing besides the name, really. So it doesn't matter in that
sense. If you survive multiple generations, like J. Cole and like Kendrick Lamar and like Drake, if you survive multiple generations, then you're good to go.
They haven't survived multiple.
If you can survive
like two generations at the most. It's only us.
I'm not talking about political generations.
Drake equals Martha Stewart.
I'm talking about generations of listeners. Like I get what you're saying,
but
your listening changes like way quicker than your political opinions. Like you might, I mean, not now that you're older, but in your developmental years, like you go through so much music. What were we talking about? So Far Gone. That was probably like a year and a half of our lives.
I was actually thinking
of but it feels myself. Like it was a decade of time.
Yeah. It was, we were the age, we were the perfect age for it. And it was a lot going on.
Absolutely. And it's like right
whatever
now.
For reason, it was matching up. When people everybody was in a weird romantic relationship with somebody.
I was just getting out of school.
James was graduating. Like everybody was in like a weird transitional period.
Everybody's family was weird. That's why we were out experiencing all this stuff.
Everybody's family was on some trip out.
Yeah.
Like for the love of Christ. It was weird times for everybody. So that's different. But it's like I can't, as much as you hear me rail against like parasocial bullcrap and stuff, I can't go that route because see, it's too easy to say that.
It's past 10 o'clock. 4-4 bulldog, my motherfucking pet. I pointed at you until that motherfucker fetch. I'm fucking her good. She got her legs on my neck. I get pussy mouth and ass. Call that bitch triple threat. When I was in jail, she let me call her collect.
Has Drake ever put out anything that crazy?
If she get greedy, I'ma call her collect. Top
has
down.
Has Drake ever said something that wild?
Top He's down. Got close. It's upset. I've been fucking the world and.
I don't think he has.
Dude.
Drake has some that I ain't talking about just like being funny and gutter or whatever, but I mean like Drake has some sly lines, like especially back game for back Wesley, everything
you
else.
Can never check me back to back for the
yes, Jesus Christ. That was boy, Lord have mercy.
Come
we
on,
we were running
dude.
That whole back in class.
Come
bro.
On, no work tomorrow. Dude, I swear to God, I was gonna plug my phone up earlier and play.
I know you we want you to do it, but we can't.
Bitch, I'm going in.
but see, all right. Point being, dude, is that when I say that he is not much of a rapper, I mean, to a certain extent, this is almost goes to he's ascended that to a certain extent because it's kind of like he doesn't have to be. But lyrically speaking, when it comes to lyrics and just flows and everything, Drake ain't touching Wayne, bro. He isn't. He's very close. I'll give it that. Like, if there's a second to Wayne in that sense, it's Drake. But yeah, like Drake is he's too cookie cutter.
Cookie cutter.
I got a question. Put a pin in that right there. We're gonna deviate real quick. Gucci Mane.
Man, what the hell are you talking
listen,
about?
Listen. No. Hear me out. Who's better than Gucci Mane from Atlanta?
T.I.
Okay.
Several people.
T.I. doesn't count.
Jeezy Young Thug.
You think Young Thug is better than Gucci Mane?
Yeah.
Well, without Gucci Mane, there would be no Young Thug.
True that.
Interesting conversation.
I mean, but come on, bro. But hold up, Gucci.
There's a lot of people.
Lemonade, bro.
Migos.
Come on.
Is Lil Wayne better than Gucci Mane?
Dude, a lot of people are better than Gucci Mane.
Most people are better than Gucci Mane.
Like, get off Gucci Mane.
No.
Jesus Christ.
You said there cannot be any. The line cuts off, or possibly some people, the line could cut off.
Yeah, that's why I said
no Young Thug. There's no Young Thug. There's no Migos.
Yes, whatever.
I'm just saying it's a point to be made because if
yeah, but see, Shane, the point is that we are trying not to make that point. We're trying to be nuanced in this situation. Yeah, I can just straight up say, you know, freaking Wayne found Drake and Drake wouldn't be here. That would be the end of the conversation. Period. But we're trying to not do that.
Right.
So,
okay.
No.
Right.
And like I said, at this point, Drake has gone far beyond that. Like it ain't even on that level no more. Like Drake is.
So he's not on the level with Lil Wayne, is what you're saying.
No, at this point, I mean, like, especially when you just consider just popularity, he's far surpassed him. I will admit that totally. Like, if that's your point about that, that's what I'm saying. We're just talking about popularity, yeah.
I mean, no, that
we talking about being a rapper, no. We're talking about lyrics, no.
I think maybe, and
we're talking about flows.
I think no. maybe I
just
think
because the crowd likes Drake more, and just because women like Drake more, because see, because see, this is the point that I was trying to hit on earlier. Drake is like a sensitive but toxic F boy. That's what he is. He
aren't we all
Wayne?
Aren't we all though?
No, bro.
Dude, come on. Really? Though?
No, hey, don't put me out there.
I've been living right. I wouldn't say this.
I've been living right.
I'm talking about 30-year-olds across the board, give or take 2 or 3 years, 30-year-olds across the board in this generation. Aren't we all a little bit?
No, hell no. Most of these
fuckboys. Come on, dude. Really?
Hey,
what
chat?
Is OnlyFans, Shane?
Hey, chat. Our generation of men sensitive fuck boys.
Hell no, because you got to fuck to be a damn fuck boy. Most of us is like simps.
You don't have to. You could
a good guap of men in this day and age. It's I would say somewhere in the middle.
It's different in being simps and being a fuck boy, dude. There's definitely a big difference.
Oh yeah, there's a big difference. Like a huge difference. Yeah. Most dudes from our generation can't even really talk to girls.
Most dudes. What
the hell are you talking about?
Dude, that's right crazy. That's crazy to think about.
That's what I'm saying. See, Drake ain't really for your common dude. That's my point. Drake tries to play it off like, oh yeah, I love her, and you know, I ain't gonna leave her. And then he break up with a girl like 25 times and then calls her back and then tries to play it, and he begats like
that kind of music. Like that kind of music.
That's his sort of music.
He is broke.
See, the difference between him and Wayne is that Wayne doesn't even have to play like that. Wayne just is. Like, he's always been that guy.
Well, Wayne just wants to meet a female dragon, have a fire conversation, all right?
Yeah. And if he bangs the girl and he'll like, yo, he done had sex with her, and then she goes home, and he'll give it down no more. But, like, that's not Drake. Like, Drake, because see, this is where his mass appeal comes from. Or at least when it comes to, like, him being popular with women and stuff like that. Because he can play it off like he's a good guy. He's nice. He makes music for women a lot of times. Like, well, I think, what was it on one of the songs that he had said? I think the song with Churchill Downs. He says, like, when I'm talking about bitches, I ain't talking about women. I'm like, no, Drake. You said bitches.
He states exactly that, but he's like, but I'm talking about all you fellas.
Yeah, he's like, I'm talking about all you fellas.
Fellas that you know you're bitches.
Yeah, but it's like, no, Drake, you're also talking about women. Like, you can do both, Drake. It's okay. You won't lose half your audience. But that's his thing. It's like Drake knows to be really, really well at mass appeal. That's kind of like my whole point with that. Wayne doesn't particularly care. He's done his time. He's done his work.
And he's just riding out the wave, doing whatever he can.
I think Drake may be getting to that point as well. Like, I think the only reason he would want to stay in the game at this point is just because he's arrogant.
Y'all don't think Drake's going to turn into like a, I mean, honestly, like, I don't think he's going to ever get to the point where he needs to do this. But, like, you know, somebody who goes and they perform at, like, casinos and, like, cruises and stuff like that. Do you think Drake's
Dude, do you know how much money people make at those things? Like, they make a lot of money. You talking about, like, what, like, Celine Dion and Britney Spears did? Like, that ain't even a bad... It's a bad position because people look at that as being a bad position, but it actually isn't.
Really? What that's called is a residency. Yeah, when they residency. Do stuff in Vegas and stuff. Yeah. And that's not really that bad.
People think that's where careers go to die. I'm like, I don't think so.
No. I mean, I think they're still making that dough.
They're still making money. But that's the thing. Like, what if you don't need to?
Yeah.
But it's just Jay-Z doesn't have a residency in Vegas. Drake did.
Hip hop, I ain't never. What hip hop star does a damn residency?
Drake.
That's not a hip hop thing.
Drake.
He does.
He would. Now, he'd be the one.
Damn, you may be right about that.
Britney Spears. Backstreet Boys.
But see, Shane,
Garth Brooks.
You're playing into my point that he's more of a pop star.
I agree. He's bigger and he's better.
No, bigger don't always mean better, bro. They can be they can be equals to a certain extent. Like
two,
I said,
two things
I
don't mean, have to be right at one time.
Yes. Big Hero 6.
This is a gated community. Please get the fuck off the property.
It's like I said, dude. Like, I mess with Drake heavy. I think we all do. Because, like I said, the time and the way that the music makes you feel, bro, everybody feels like they, every relationship, he makes you feel like you want to talk to that girl that works in the mall when you're
16. Which one?
Like, exactly, all of them. Like, how many times have we gone someplace and we just got finished listening to Drake and then Shane be like, yo, Alex, that girl looked at him. I'm like, who the fuck are you talking about, Shane? I'm like, I didn't have a conversation with her, Shane. She just like smiled at me for 2 seconds while handing me my money back.
Yeah, dude, she wants the ball.
Alex, life is there for the taking, man. You don't be afraid of it. I'm like, bro, you don't shut the fuck up.
Back then, I was probably like, dude, you should just make out with her so hard. Don't have sex.
No, that's what I'm saying. No, like, it wasn't like that. Like, when people were on Drake stuff, it was always like trying to make it seem like she's the one, bro. She just don't know it yet. Like, I don't know it yet either. Like, life is.
And look at him. He still hasn't found the one. If you were following his patterns, you would never have found a bitch.
That's because he doesn't have a one. He tries to make people think that he has a one.
And he's rich.
That's this whole thing. Like, that's kind of my point. But yeah, see,
that's why he always keeps like three or four, you know, rods in the water.
Yeah. Like, he knows what to do. Like, it is a good game. It is a great game. In fact, it's terrible, but it's great.
How much money do you think Paris Morton has now?
I don't know.
You think Paris Morton, the girl, whoever Paris Morton is, you think she's got a lot of money? Because, like, he's pretty much exposed the fuck out of her, like, whole younger years. He did 2 songs regarding her, and he's mentioned her in, like, 7 songs. Whoever Paris is or Paris Morton.
Yeah, but, I mean, it doesn't matter, Shane. He does that to a lot of women. Like, at this point, this is going to turn into a whole different type of conversation.
It doesn't have to.
We're going to be sounding like Twitter people who want to cancel him.
You know what needs to.
You know, Drake has a long problematic history.
Honestly, if we were going to go down that realm, if we were going to go down that direction, we would definitely cancel Lil Wayne. Lil Wayne just pulled out a fucking AR on his like, this wasn't just, it was like 6 months ago. He pulled an AR out on his fucking person who cleans his house. And this was like, so, this was his thing. This was in the 6 months of that's Donald Wayne. Trump. Like
that is 100% Wayne. Like, that's the difference. See, Wayne does not try to appeal to a whole bunch of people. He doesn't have to. Drake would be in trouble if that happened to him. See, that's the problem whenever you start to like try to appeal to everybody. Because, see, then you are beholden to the majority. And see, even though Drake himself is, I think, like I said, he's pretty much said that he doesn't want to be that way. He kind of still is. Like, it ain't even really his fault. Like, the mass society is pretty much the sentiment as being that guy. So he's going to have to kind of play by those rules.
You ever notice one thing I will say about him? Like, something Lil Wayne would have done, but Drake has never done. Like, what? Drake's never done a song with Taylor Swift. Yeah, Drake's never done a song with Imagine Dragons. Drake's never done a song with any of these other genre artists. Unless it's like R&B or something like that.
Wayne has.
Yep.
Wayne was mind you, that's why I say that about Lil Wayne having to walk through the thorns, because we got some pretty punishing songs out of that era.
Yeah.
But I mean, he also had some hits. I mean, he even did the fucking Rebirth album.
Yep.
That's why I said he got really experimental at one point.
And see, the crazy thing about it is that this is all before everybody wanted to start mixing and blending crap on purpose.
Exactly. Before that was the thing was to mix it, you know?
Like, his Rebirth stuff sounds, I would say, miles better than a lot of shit that people, like, say is the best thing ever today.
I actually like that album.
Yeah, it was great.
I'll tell you.
I hated it at the time when it first came out, but like I said, in comparison to a lot of other stuff today, hell, it was amazing.
My top two favorite solo artists of all time is Drake and Lil Wayne. And when I make music, for me, I can tell when there's something, you know, that, you know, that sounds like fucking, you know, such and such. It's like, I shouldn't have done that the way I did it, but whatever. It's always Lil Wayne. Like, yeah. Very rarely is it Drake that I'm like, damn, I sounds like I ripped Drake
because
off.
You can't do it.
Like,
oh, I'm sorry.
No, well, dude, I mean, wait, what? Alex can.
What?
Alex can.
No, I can't.
I know what talking about. That's all we did.
What I was going to say
is, like, Shane was wrong for that, bro. Shane was
like nothing was the same.
Hey, that shit was real, though. You knew what it was.
For that song, should have just been a picture of me with my fro out.
Right? Just looking at
it's always going to be yours. Oh. Dude, and look, dude, Take Care. Look, you can ignore Take Care. You cannot ignore Nothing Was the Same.
No,
Jesus bro. Christ, dude, that was a fucking
Tuscan Leather.
Tom
Yo,
Ford.
Everybody switches beats now because of that damn song.
Dude, and then fucking the same
It is mandatory in hip-hop.
The same shit you said about Jack Harlow, the same shit we can say about Travis Scott. Sicko mode.
Yeah.
Sicko mode, dude. Drake made this arena, son. Yeah. And he's in a beef with the guy who's your fucking mentor. And shit ain't been the same ever since. And he's your brother-in-law. What are you going to do, bro? Drake came out and said checks over stripes. That's what we like. Mm-mm. They said Drake came in with that fucking verse, sent them the verse within 2 hours of that album dropping.
God damn. Yeah, because that's the thing. I'll give it that. When Drake
Get the fuck out of here,
Drake. When Drake gets petty.
Drake shifts the culture,
gets,
bro.
When he gets petty and when he gets upset. He is surprisingly lethal. He really is.
He's lethal, bro.
He is surprisingly
lethal. He's like Jay-Z
that's when if you're reading this as Too Late came out, I was like, good Lord
yes.
I was sitting on my couch, bro. Like just bomb. Just holy crap.
Some of the three best mainstream dissers. One of them is a sneaker, but you know, obviously Eminem, like he's got that stereotype, but let's take Eminem off. Joe Budden.
No, yeah, you yeah.
Joe Budden.
Eminem be
Joe Budden, The Game.
That's it.
Joe Budden, The Game, and Drake, dude. I swear
it's
God.
Not even fair if you put Eminem on the fucking thing.
Yeah, like they don't, that's what I'm saying. Like, I don't even put him on the list.
Well, cause see, the thing is with Drake is this, like it plays the fact that he played the sensitive, okay, hey, I make music for everybody type guy, which we all love. Like I said, the music is great. Can't get mad at it.
And the haters only fuel the fire. So.
Yeah. Like when he did put music out, where it was pretty much just him bar for bar for bar,
listen, guys,
it was a surprise.
Listen, I need to tell y'all something really important. Steven just texted me and he said, Take Care over everything, G.
Bro, yes.
Let's go.
Yes.
Let's go.
Dude, that's what's up. Damn. I feel happy. I feel like I'm.
Hey, you notice he didn't say the car 3, bitch. I'm just joking.
Whoa.
Like, you think Shane, your brother's here?
Your home feelings. Not Shane.
Just Steve walk in.
Steve's like, hold on, I ain't say nothing about that.
Hey Steven, if you're still listening, let me know, dude. I can send you the code to the Zoom.
Oh, bro.
Let's go.
No.
Hey, I think you guys would be down, huh? I assume the chat and the viewers might be down.
Dude, I'm all for it.
What's up, Steven?
Yes. Yo, we gonna turn this whole out for real and in, bro.
Hey, if he don't text me, he might be like, fuck you guys.
He's like, I just came in
to drop that. I should have never said anything.
God damn it. That ain't
50 Cent's the best diss record, bitch.
Yo, but 50 is incredibly crucial in this race.
Race Cowboy. Is that Steven?
Oh, hell yeah.
I had to make my account just to talk shit.
Oh, let's go. Let's go.
I knew it, bro. I knew it.
What's up, Steve? What's going on, bro?
Like, this happened like 20 minutes ago. He's like been asleep for like 30 minutes. We're like, yeah, Steven, let's go. He's like not even here anymore.
That was a bot. It was a body setup.
Bitch.
Dude.
Come join us. It'll be fun.
Let's not deny the fact that the Carter 3 was a top tier album as well. I mean, Nothing Was the Same came out, obviously. I actually personally saw Drake about a week and a half, 2 weeks after Shane, Nothing Was the Same
keep
came
that out.
Out.
I don't care nothing about that.
No, I just listen, I got to go for free. Listen, talk about white privilege.
I almost fucked the white.
I got to go for free to see Drake front row center. I also saw Future. Future performed at Party Next Door.
Jay,
I swear
you've heard this story.
I know, but I'm telling it. You know, just in case it's relevant. Saw Drake live.
All right. So Steve says to Drought 3, Take Care, Carter 3 in that order.
Drought 3. Drought 3 top notch. That's fair.
Hell yeah. Shane, well, what do you got to say? Huh? Come on.
Oh, so he's okay. So what? Read it again, James.
He said the Drought 3, Take Care, Carter 3 in that order.
Take Care, at least Take Care came in above Carter 3. But Drought 3, man, Drought 3 is what introduced me into rap music.
I thought that was Gorillaz.
Okay, yeah, I'm just saying, like, whenever, okay.
Your story's always changing.
No, the way it starts, the crossover bands were Linkin Park and the Gorillaz, right? Yeah, which, shout out to Steven, because Steven was just talking to me about the Gorillaz. but
never forget how we were all, like, Illuminati porn. Over the Gorilla site, like, dude, if you visit it at this time of the day.
Yeah, dude, I'm telling you. Like,
that was 4chan.
They were ahead of their time.
We were 4chan before 4chan, bro.
Gorillaz and Linkin Park first, for sure.
Linkin Park versus who?
He said Gorillaz and Linkin Park first, for sure.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that was it.
I sent Steve the password. He might not want to join, but I sent the password anyway. YOLO.
That's another thing. Like, I mean,
YOLO is a term that Drake came up with, by the way.
Yeah, yeah. For all the worst things in the world. Like, it was cool at first. And then.
Gorillaz was, that was next level.
Yeah, but I mean, Shane, I mean, at this point.
Drake, you know, was not the first person to come up with YOLO, okay?
He just made it popular.
He just made it popular. Because Suicide Silence was a fucking metal band that had that You Only Live Once song that he. It came out way before YOLO.
Okay, hang on just a second. Suicide Silence.
Oh.
YOLO. You Only Live Once. Okay. This came out in 2011.
It's close.
Oh, that's before Drake.
Yep. Well, Take Care came out the same year, though. But see, I guess
Take Care came out in 2012.
Oh. Well, Wikipedia says 2011.
We need to get to the bottom of this.
Do we? Is it really that? I mean,
it is.
Because I remember getting
James that. James went straight to being like, you know, Suicide Silence at first.
Because I remember
he had to pull the scene into it, bro.
I remember getting that fucking album. And listening to You Only Live Once, I was like, damn, Mitch. And then seeing the music video of him getting shot the fuck up by Granny. God rest your soul, Mitch.
See, it's just, I don't know. Like, I'm not, y'all want to talk about, like, you know, like, Fall Out Boy and stuff next, too?
No.
Y'all want to just completely change?
What's your least favorite song? What's your least favorite popular song that Lil Wayne has done? Like a song that's like really popular that you were like, you know what? I really hate this song. I hate that Lil Wayne did this.
I wanted to hate Lollipop at first and then it grew on me.
Yeah. I mean, Lollipop came out when I was still a very early Lil Wayne.
Like, it fluctuated.
Steve said Lollipop.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. It fluctuated.
See, I'd say Lollipop myself, and then it grew on me.
Man, I would say that Let It Rock song.
That one. But I mean, that was more of a that was when he was working with Scene people.
Yeah, I guess that was actually probably a feature.
Like, wasn't that the dude from Snakes on the from that Snakes on a Plane song or whatever? And
no,
the
that was not. That was that not crap? The same. That song was the shit, dude. So kiss me goodbye.
Yeah, but wasn't he on that song with him? Like, didn't Wayne do some? I don't know. That's the same guy.
He looks like him.
The music
is not the same, dude.
Honestly,
the guy from the Academy was an astounding performer. Kevin Rudolph or whatever his name was a whack ass, cornball that still played guitar when he shouldn't have been.
What is your favorite? What is your least favorite Drake song that sucks?
Like a popular Drake song that is like my least favorite?
Yep.
Knife Talk.
Yeah. I would definitely say recency bias. I would say Knife Talk.
Oh, that's the same version.
I mean, honestly, I'd probably go back and I'd say something like Nice for What or over. Something like that.
Over.
Oh, yeah, definitely Nice for What. But see, that was for the women, though, bro. You can't talk about Nice for What.
Oh, man. Actually, it's probably one of these songs, TSU.
God's Plan.
Or whatever it was, one of these songs off this last couple of
albums. Yeah, everything like, off that last album.
No, what? Shut the fuck up. Everything my ass, dude. Look,
no, it ain't everything. But it
that
was...
Birdie Drive where he was going in on Kanye's broke ass.
Whoa. Kanye is a billionaire. Now, we ain't going to just be talking crazy.
I struggle to say broke.
Yeah, I heard it. I was like, we may not like the man.
Hey, shout out to everybody in the chat. Send it. We got a couple more minutes left. Send the link out to a couple of people. What's up? Let's go. American Driver.
You know, honestly, I have to say either Marvin's Room or the one where he's it's like, Kiki, do you love me? That song. I hate that song.
Man.
Essentially, anything that got burnt out. Anything that got burnt out for me, in my opinion, was kind of like stuff that I just could not stand.
You could say a lot of things about Kanye. But not broke, is what Steve said.
No. No, hell no.
That's fair. Kanye's a wild boy, bro. He don't give a fuck.
Like $2 billion.
Might be going broke now.
Hey, Steven's up there in Chicago, man. He can't say nothing foul about Kanye. They'd be kicking the door and shit.
Hey, guy ain't wild now, bro. You don't care. He'll have the whole old block.
Hey, you better not let Chance fuck around and open a church up there. Steven said, I'm there. Let's go. Let's go. Oh, man. Hell yeah, dude. Shit, dude. I can't even imagine. I think that Lil Wayne is a great artist. And it's funny because a couple of weeks ago, we were having this argument about Lil Wayne and Jay-Z. And I think I was saying that Jay-Z was a one-trick pony. And I said, Lil Wayne is a far more diverse artist. But when it all boils down to it, like, I think that somehow the genre of rap has so many subgenres, and Drake has been involved in every single one of those. Like, I'm talking about everyone that has been curated and created and built up in the past 10 years. Drake has been directly involved in the the building of it, with the exception of
I wouldn't say directly. I would just say that, like, a lot of people were influenced because of him. Like I said, the whole sad rapper thing is, I mean, I don't think he tried to curate that. I would say that was more of a Young Thug thing, to be real with you. Like, because of the whole, I don't know, his flow and his look. It's more of an aesthetic than anything else, but.
Yeah, the look is definitely a thing. I mean,
To the point of it being a damn meme.
Listen, I want you to think about something, though. Without you, do you think Kevin Gates would be Kevin Gates, whether it be because of the fact of the acceptance of his openness or
about
just or him as a creator? Do you think Kevin Gates would be like who he is Booty, without bro. Drake?
The hipsters are going to have to get along with the hood, all right?
Yeah.
That's what Steve
they
said.
Can't.
Yeah, the bad.
They gentrify, so how in the fuck they going to
I know. At least somebody, the hips is going to have to get along with it. It's all good when I get.
No, yeah. That was like a Tyler the Creator. That was Tyler the Creator and Pusha P. I mean, not Pusha P, but Pusha T.
No, Drake said that in one of his songs.
No, Drake said it. That was the one. Lil Wayne said, I'll take probation. I want that T.I. and Vic vacation. Private planes, big location. I'm going to the bank to make a big donation.
Yeah, it was in that song he said that.
Yes. Lil Wayne. I don't stun. I stir hard when the food is in the pot. I'm up for it.
Shane, you're not. Yeah. Rapper, come on. Like, you already know. You already know.
Hey, Lil Wayne, dude. He's that boy, man.
Yeah. Like I said, when Drake gets petty, Jesus Christ. But it's a surprise factor. That's what it is. Hey, it's the fact that people don't see it coming. And when he does it, it hurts.
Hey, like, badly it cuts. Shout out to Steven, okay? Shout out to Steven. And don't cut my wings. Stand on my money, head butt, Yao Ming. Put your head in the oven if you put your hand in the oven if you touch my things. I ain't the dealer. House full of bitches like Tila Tequila.
And this is during the time when she was cool, bro.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. Well, what you talking about? No more. That's hard, dude.
Jesus Christ. Like, bro, I was thinking about back on my Grizzly, bro. Come on, man.
Man, I'm back on my Grizzly, young
bro. Money. The way that he flows is insane.
Listen, man, Lil Wayne did a song with DJ Khaled, and then he remixed that song and did that bitch for like fucking 3 minutes. And just
and he can do that because I mean he really does love to rap though. That's the other difference.
Man, he was different.
That's what it is.
He's a different
it's
kind of
a
guy.
Different thing, bro. Like that's he's a him and M on him and Eminem on that same kind of thing, boys. Exactly. Like they just like, love to rap. They love to flip words around. They love to stretch out.
If somebody pushes, tells them, hey, we need to start filming you skateboarding because he's like, okay, that's fine. Like, just make sure we pay my bills and make sure that I can keep rapping. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's the way he acts. Like,
he's a student, bro. Yeah. Like, he's a student of the game. So, like, when it comes to people who, like, rap for real like that, it's hard to beat them. It just is.
All right. Let's get ready to wind it down a little here.
Okay.
So.
sorry, moderator Jimmy. We have totally decimated the playing field here.
That's what he wanted.
That's exactly what I wanted. I wanted the chaos. I wanted the laughs.
Hey, we didn't even get in. We didn't even get into the features.
Screw the features.
Screw the features, my ass. We've touched everything, bro. Drake was the fucking cosign, dude. Everybody had a Lil Wayne feature, which was great because Lil Wayne went hard. But Drake. Drake built artist Migos. Sorry.
Yeah.
Go ahead, Jimmy. My bad. I will get carried away.
We know. Well, that's one reason why we love having you on.
I'm about to get Halle Berry and baby, and no one can stop me.
Yeah, boy, that was ridiculous. Yeah, Jesus Christ.
Migos looked at the mic and said, what are we supposed to say?
What do we do?
All right, Steve, good night.
All right,
it's
bro.
Cool as you're, it's cool, man. Thanks for just tuning in. We're gonna have a good time finishing this up.
Yeah.
Yeah, but I mean, to Shane's point, like I will touch it. Yeah. Drake goes crazy on every feature because he's trying to like outdo the person that he's usually with in most cases. Very much like J. Cole.
Hey, that's how J. Cole recently just what happened to Jack Harlow. I mean, hey, Chrisley, he outdid Future. He outdid Future.
And we talking about on Wait. Oh, yeah, on both songs. Yeah,
both songs. Yeah,
Future. Well, see, the thing, because like Future's great. Like, he really is. But see, he's more vibe. He's more of a vibe rapper, which is a thing of his own at this point. Like, he can just kind of do what he do. Yeah. Yeah, like Future's great. That's what I'm saying. He is great at it. But anytime you get like a soft beat that kind of has enough room to rap on, it's going to be Drake. Drake is going to run through that every single time. And the thing is, Drake didn't even switch up his dang rhyme scheme on that song. The whole time, he just like, the whole time, it would just hit me. I was like, yeah, bro.
I don't know.
Shut up,
bro. I might come, I might go, I don't know.
No, it's so simple.
But I think when Wayne is featuring a song, Wayne plays it to his perfect advantage, as always.
Yeah.
Just like what he did with Limp Bizkit, like he did with the 21 Pilots or something like that for the Suicide movie.
Imagine Dragons.
Oh, yeah, that was great. Yeah, that was great.
Imagine Dragons, that one, yeah. When Wayne is featured on stuff, he kills it. Just like recently, we set the trends. Wayne did the best part on that.
I was like, y'all had to cut him off. They had to cut him off.
We set the trends.
Yeah, so because I mean, every now and then, Wayne rings it in. But see, the thing is, Wayne ringing it in still sounds better than the people that he's with. And that's the crazy part about it. Like, you can tell that he be ringing it in. But at the same time, it's like he still outdoes the person that he's on the track with. So, I mean, when it comes to features, I get what you're trying to say, Shane. Like, yeah, like the thing is that Drake's features has literally brought in different people. Like, you got the Migos, like the Weeknd. Okay, I'll give you that. But they both put in a lot of effort.
Fucking Fetty Wap.
So,
think Fetty Wap was going anyway. What about Tuesday Boy? You ain't never heard nothing beyond that.
No, we talked about that.
Yeah. We talked about that not too long ago.
Yeah.
So after we do this 100 game video game bracket next weekend, the next episode after that is going to be an Into a Pit again. And it's going to be 3 Days Grace versus Breaking Benjamin.
Okay.
Oh, okay. Let's go.
That's, wow.
Dude, that's a sweep.
For who?
That's obviously a sweep for Breaking Benjamin.
Yeah, this just because of popularity, but
Nah.
3 Days Grace. They had some. Every time you lie, man.
Hey Jimmy, I'm down. If you want to go, bro, you can take 3 Days Grace.
All right.
This house, yeah, is not, you know, this house, yeah, is not a moderate home, brother. This house is not a home.
No matter how hard I try.
Dude,
that was a creepy music video.
You will crumble to your knees when you hear. I will not bow. I will not bow. Oh my God! In the diaries of
me, yo,
dude, come on.
This getting in the way.
This just. I will say this now. There is only like 4 Breaking Benjamin songs that I like. The rest of them suck ass.
Dude.
Oh, hell no.
Dude, they have been consistent, bro. And as far as that rock shit goes, like, I spent a vast majority of my life like just cornball and all that kind of music. And don't get me wrong, 3 Days Grace.
It's because you're a scene kid and it's cool to hate the music because that music was incredibly popular.
I did come around to Slipknot, at least.
No, but see, Slipknot is like...
I did my time.
They were in a weird position because they were damn near singing themselves.
Hey, y'all got anything I gotta do in the morning?
What you mean? Yeah, I had to get up in the morning and go look for a damn lawnmower again.
It's Memorial Day. Y'all want to run a game tonight after the podcast? What's up?
You trying to pump it up, bro?
Hey, listen, the listeners need to know because I'm trying to get on Instagram and tell people they need to add us and stuff. You know, fucking play.
Yo, yeah, we did.
It's not every weeknight, weekend night.
Bro, Shane was texting me some wild stuff. Or James, he was in this mode going hard. Talking about it was amazing.
Hey, I got him too.
He said, I felt like I manifested destiny, and I started feeling on.
I told Brittany, I said I spent the first, like a portion of my afternoon or my early afternoon talking to all 3 of the guys I was playing with last night. I was like, because it was like an outer body experience. And she's like, you're being really dramatic about this. I said,
thank you.
You don't understand.
God, that's why I love your wife so much. She gets it.
Hey, my imagination makes some things fun when they shouldn't be.
It did, bro. When he told me he was trying to manifest destiny, I was like, oh shit, hold on now. I was like, oh hell. I was like that. I was like 2 steps away from being like colonizer.
No, like all night last night, Brittany was texting me. And she was like, "Sounds like you guys are having fun in there." Because I'm like, "Let's fucking go, let's go."
Dude, bro, we were acting fool.
I was like, "We're mobbing." It was
crazy. Yeah, I mean, when you drove up and I hopped out the back of that home and started shooting them people down, regardless of them being bots or not.
Dude, we had a couple of moments, and James was like, "Oh, they're bots."
I'm like, I don't care. They can be bots. It will never be this good again. The sooner we end this podcast, man, you know,
look, he said, let's get out.
He's just like, I'm ready. Let's go.
Let's get up to work tomorrow. He said, fuck that mower. Fuck that mower.
Right, I may burn something and maybe an hour or so in that mower.
All right, guys, look. We're going to get ready to close on this podcast down. Closing thoughts from Shane first.
Drake, I think he's awesome. But, like, look, it's the same thing. It boils down to the same conversation. If you could ever have a category to compare it to, you would compare it to Michael Jordan and LeBron James. I mean, obviously there was a closer connection. But, look, man, like, the whole scene evolves. So as it evolves and as culture evolves and society and technology evolves.
Okay, you're getting too deep.
So will so will our music and so will our artists. Lil Wayne, to me, will always hold a special spot in my heart. If we had to have our top five conversation of rappers, I might would hold it. I don't know. It would be Lil Wayne may or may not sit in a different category or a different position, but against each other, I don't know. It's hard to explain. Overall, it's different, but I'm going to say Drake still over Lil Wayne.
Okay.
All right. Xander.
He's like, thank God.
Change. Wayne is a better rapper overall. I feel like he has actually evolved a little bit more and has done more than Drake. Well, as you said, James, as we both kind of said, but how I feel about it is that Drake is, when we talk about like just popularity and versatility in a sense of being able to put together some damn good melodies, make introverts feel really, really sensitive about relationships and stuff. Like Drake is a little bit more relatable, I think, more so than Wayne.
So overall,
but I wouldn't say that he's better. It just depends. Cause like sometimes I feel like Wayne takes the day. And other times I feel like, you know, if I want to be introspective, I'll listen to Drake. It just depends on the mood, really.
All right. But overall.
So for me, I'm not going to choose a side on this one because both of them to me are good at what they are. What I'm going to do is I'm going to let the listeners, if they made it this far, be the ones who decide.
Yeah.
Because if honest, it's depends on my mood of the day, honestly. Like if I'm at work, I'm going to be listening to Drake. If I'm at home, I'm popping off to some Wayne. Like it's just how it is.
Yeah.
So
they both have immaculate catalogs.
I can't choose on this one, so I'm gonna leave it up to the viewers, to listeners and viewers when this goes up on YouTube later, to be the ones who decide on this. And if anything, I'm a bad moderator on this one.
No, Jimmy. I mean, to keep it aside with you, I feel like we're all kind of on the same thing, but just for the sake of like competition, I said Wayne. I think James. You said I can't choose, and Shane was like Drake. I mean, but hey, at the end of the day, I feel like none of us could really choose.
Yeah, I mean, and look at it this way. Think about all the random people that may or may not have popped in throughout this entire live stream. Yeah. So that's views you wouldn't have gotten before, and us not coming to a proper conclusion is actually better.
Yeah.
Because we do need
it's people, a hard choice, bro.
We do need people to comment and message us and whatever, everything.
Give us some feedback.
Share this shit. You need to share this podcast. Check out my podcast, Organic Poison.
Yeah. Go check out Organic Poison. Go check out Shane's podcast. He's been having Xander on lately. The newest one they put out was The Great Wall of Next, which I'm going to listen to tomorrow.
Jimmy, when are you coming on?
When do you want me on?
When are you free? Do you work tomorrow night?
Yes.
He said, I do. Text me. Let's set something up. Because I need to have you on. I'm coming down to my last 10 episodes for episode 100.
All right.
And it's time. And I have a premise that I'm trying to build. And I have you and Alex both, or excuse me, Xander, on the list. But I can knock you out. Never mind. That sounds incredibly homosexual. Not that there's anything wrong
with
that.
What the hell?
So Pac-Man did say probably it's Drake for him over Wayne for this podcast.
Okay.
I respect that.
One last announcement is, guys, I'm about to start doing some Hylian Hideout merch.
Let's go.
I am getting a waifu drawn for the channel.
And I'm out. No, I'm joking.
And it's going to go on a t-shirt with the, it's going to be here on the front and on the back. It's going to be the HH symbol. So I need to get up with Shane Sandwich, you know, when I get all this ready, take the t-shirts off.
Dude, let's do it.
All right, well,
down with the clown.
If nobody else says anything,
nope.
PUBG, let's go.
I'm already logging in. Hey, look, don't close out soon. Hey, Jimmy. Yes. I said James. I'm sorry. I failed.
James.
I don't.
Diary of James.
I don't care. What is it?
What is the most offensive thing you think you could say to someone? Like a sentence.
There's several.
All right, Xander, give me one or two, and then Hailey and Jimmy, you do the same.
Why?
Just trying
to. You're a fucking piece of shit!
That works.
Okay, I got this. Come on, this Bugatti. I'm strong in this Bugatti. 2 V8s ain't no such thing as driving. Come in this Bugatti. Bitch, I'm bad. I'm worse. I pass. The perp don't fuck with me, cause right now I'm higher than Cap. Then Kirk, I swear I be the sickest nigga you can ask. The nurse, and if you throw it in a bag, I bet I snatch her purse. Okay, I spaz. I curse. You last. I'm first. I'm on your ass. Like dirt behind that cash. Get murk. I'm talking big shit. Nigga, join my hit. This nigga, what's the matter? Check your bladder. I'm the shit. Piss. Nigga, shoot the witness. Nigga, hold court in the streets and convict this nigga. Old dickless nigga. Man, I'm running with the blocker. Young money, motherfucker. You think we gon' do a thing? Why ain't it sunny in the summer? And we coming for the commas. And whoever among us. And you know I'ma bust my ass until my cool very humongous. I say T.I., hold your head. And Mac, hold your head. Wish I could, but I can't say some other names cause of the feds until my blood's cold red. Man, you know how we play. And if it costs to be the boss, oh well, I guess I gotta pay. I'm a New Orleans nigga. I don't take no shit. Take the brain off the whip. Now